You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back one more time to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. For these next couple days, we're going to look at something I preached a couple weeks back at the church that I pastor. That's Island Community Church. I want to look at something entitled, The Holy Spirit Unites and Satan Divides. It's taken out of Ephesians chapter 4, Paul's great passage on unity. And it's just something I've learned through life and something that the Lord has shown me, that anytime when you're uncertain about something, something that's already happened, and after the smoke clears, you just take a step back and look at the end result. The Holy Spirit is a uniter, as we read Ephesians chapter 4. Strive, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, it says in the Bible, to the bond of peace. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's what we're going to look at here today and for the next 2 days. I just want to remind and invite everyone this weekend, are you curious about all the craziness that's going on in the world out here today? I invite you to come to Island Community Church, the place, 1000 North Banana River Drive, Sunday morning at 10:30. We're going to address that question, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? We're going to look at that starting this week with the sermon, Take Heed That No Man Deceives You. That's going to kick off Matthew's chapter 24 and 25. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. For more info, you can write to me, paul@wgodontheair.net. We'd love to see you this Sunday morning. Now, let's hear this message, The Holy Spirit Unites and Satan Divides.
I want to look today one of my favorite passages of Scripture in the Bible. It's Ephesians chapter 4. Now remember this statement, please, which the Lord gave me a long time ago. It's this. The Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides. Sometimes when you're not sure about something, take a step back, analyze what's happening or what has already happened in light of what I just said to you. The Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides. Every time. Look around today at these terrible issues that divide us today. The gay ministers. Black versus white. This is a terrible dividing issue. I read today that certain political folks push an agenda to help divide America. If you're uncertain about something, take a step back and think spiritually. The Holy Spirit unites people. Always, every time. The Holy Spirit unites, Satan divides. Republican versus Democrat. Look at all the division. Look at the division in the church. How about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues? These issues divide and destroy churches. What else? Music in the church. Music. All these things divide people, and they fall into the plan of the enemy. Now, the Lord Jesus said this, it's on your handout, Matthew 12, 25. It says, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. I think this includes the USA, too. I think every church divided against itself won't stand either. I think marriage is divided against itself and against each other won't stand either. I think a nation divided against itself won't stand either. Regardless of what I think, the Lord has made this statement a fact. Every city, every house that's divided against itself will not stand. So please remember that ironclad fact as we move on. Now let's just say that the problem is music in the church. Maybe there's division in the church over music. Some are insistent on the old hymns, while others are insistent on new contemporary music. The answer to these issues is found in the Word of God. But it seems to me that nobody cares about what God says about it. Do what God says, believe what God says, and you won't have this problem anymore. Now follow me here. The problem is music in the church and division over music in the church. The solution is found in Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2. Would you like to turn there? Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Maybe this seems foreign to you, but this is probably perhaps the number one divider and destroyer of churches today is music in the church. Philippians chapter 2, let me give everyone a minute to turn there. Now, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies or tender mercies. Now here in verse 2, notice the unity. Fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 3, in the forceful command, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others as better than yourselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. What's the answer to this dividing issue? It's right in front of you. When I say that to people, they say, well, I know that, but then do it. Otherwise, you don't know it. Here's the solution. Everyone can look over to your right. Look at the person sitting next to you. The solution is to esteem the person sitting next to you as better than you are. That's the solution to this problem. Do what the Word says, and you won't have division in the church. And you won't have these problems. I mean, it's a 30-second long solution to this problem. How can it be the number one problem in churches? Because people don't listen to the Word of God and won't do what it... I know it says that, but when this book isn't your guide for what you do, might as well throw it out. You've got to have a standard that you follow. It's this. Try thinking about someone else instead of yourself. And believe me, the division will fly away like a flitting sparrow. Just that fast. This church here used to have division in it. had a lot of division in it. If you came to a church business meeting here, you never knew what was going to happen. Am I right? You laugh. He nods. Now when you come to one, I said to Ron Howard over here, he's one of the deacons here, a couple months ago, I said, did you notice what was missing in today's business meeting? And he said, no, what? I said, strife. You have all entered into a church with no strife. That's a pretty good thing. Let's not, you and I, ruin it. Let's listen and do to whatever God says in His Word. And we won't have any strife. We have the faith once for all delivered to the saints. It's all right here. Let's do whatever it says in this book. Let's put other people in front of ourselves. Let's want what someone else wants instead of ourselves. Lowliness of mind. You've got high-minded people and low-minded people. Jesus says, let's be low-minded. He said, let's take the lowest seat. And then maybe someone will ask us to move up. This church will not have strife. As long as I'm alive and the pastor of it, there won't be any strife here in this church. Because I recognize where strife comes from. And the enemy will have no group. They'll have no hold on this fellowship here. Proverbs 6 says this. Proverbs 6:16. These six things the Lord hates. Seven are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift and run into evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Now, speaking of unity, again, let's go to the Word of God, and as I said before, this is one of my favorite texts here addressing this subject, Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 1. Ephesians 4, 1. The Holy Spirit unites, Satan divides. If you're ever uncertain about something, just take a step back and look at it and think spiritually. When God's involved in something, there's unity. When Satan's involved in something, there's division. Look at all the unrest that's going on in Missouri. Is there unity or is there division? Then you know who the culprit is. Remember what he said. He said, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You got to peel back the layers, look behind the mask, see who your real enemy is. If someone's causing division, it's Satan. If someone is uniting people in forgiveness, repentance, unity, esteeming others better than yourselves, that's of God. When you're uncertain about something, look at the end result. Is there unity or division? Simple rule of thumb.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.